I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. It is really great. We're down here at CPAC 2021, and we are live on Radio Row and just meeting some truly incredible individuals, and very pleased to have my next guest with me. He is the CEO of the New Journey Pack, and he is a featured speaker here at CPAC. I want to welcome Autry Pruitt to the program. Autry, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Greg. I'm so glad to be on board.
I'm glad to have you with me. Well, talk to me a bit about what your organization is focused on,
yeah,
and some of the things that you hope to accomplish here at CPAC.
Well, so our organization, New Journey, is a family of organizations, New Journey Pack, New Journey Action, and a 501c3. We educate and inform, and then the Pack's job is to move black voters from blue to red. But it's a long-term job. We do it in the long term. And what we hope to accomplish at CPAC and what we are accomplishing is meeting like minds, networking with individuals who can help us and we can help them. For example, we don't really do voter registration. We've done a little bit of it, but we don't really do that. And we found an outfit here that has an amazing voter registration capability. And so we've linked with them and engaged with them and then been able to implement what they're doing in cities where we're focused. So that's the bottom line of what we do, moving black voters.
So talk to me about what are the top challenges relative to, because, okay, you know, voting Democrat,
yeah,
right? Red, brown, yellow, black, or white, but in the black community in particular, I've got pastor friends,
yeah,
that are like, man, I believe everything you're doing, brother. I'm behind you 100%. But if I said that from my pulpit, I'd lose 90% of my parishioners.
Yeah.
I can't come out and say what I really think, what I really believe. What are the indoctrinated challenges that you're facing or that you do face as you try to help unwind that?
Well, the biggest challenge actually that we face is a lack, you know, for a lack of knowledge, the people perish. We face a lack of knowledge of persons and people. So what I tell people is don't engage politically engage people as human beings.
Okay.
So what I like to have people do and what we do is just go into the community. I begged the RNC to do this, and they're, you know, they didn't. I said, listen, you should go into every black community and just open up an RNC office, but not for political reasons. You'll use it for political reasons eventually. Right. But what you should do, and just engage with the community.
Get to know them.
Just help out. Get to know them.
Yeah.
You know, and say, hey, listen, whatever you need in the community, come here. We'll help you figure out. So you get an entrepreneur that comes in and says, hey, I want to start a barbershop. I need a loan or something. Okay, we're the Republicans, you know. We'll take our stereotype of being, although it is really Democrats, but we'll take our stereotype of being money and we'll find you some somewhere.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So go into the community and just get to know them and work with them. Right? And then you wouldn't lose 90% of your parishioners. The problem is you can't. You can't go into a community and ask them and tell them how you think they should vote when you don't know how they live. You don't know how they work. You don't know how they engage. It's the same thing. When I used to witness souls for Christ, I've been a minister since I was 14 years old. I got ordained at 18. And when I was doing church planting, witnessing souls, the best time I did is I never talked about Jesus. I just went and was a human being. Mm-hmm. And people would say, well, you're nice, you're this, you're that, what's going on? I'd say, hey, we have a church just starting. Oh. And they ask you and let them open the door instead of trying to shove your foot in the door.
Sure, sure. Talk to me about there's probably three hot topics, and I have Horace Cooper and his organization on my program regularly. I interact. I have a legendary hip hop guy, Money B.
Oh, wow.
is on my program.
I know he's still alive.
Yeah, Money B is on my program. His partner just passed away.
All right. Okay.
Digital Underground. He's on with me.
Yeah,
we're both. Yeah, right. Exactly. we're both Bay Area guys, Bay Area kids, coming from different sides of this perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, we chop it up. You know, trying to deal with the race differences and the race issues and what have you. So talk to me about. I mean, three hot topics that we've talked about: the BLM message.
Yeah.
CRT, and then this new thing with Juneteenth, and the underlying issues that are there.
Well, so for us, when we address, for instance, BLM, Black Lives Matter.
Sure,
Black Lives Matter is a part of the old. It's the same argument, and CRT falls within the same thing. CRT, I would say there's CRT and Black Lives Matter is like the implementation arm, right? And for me, it's this old Marxist argument, basically the old, I don't want to get too intellectual here, but the old argument.
Go wherever you need to go. We're
bourgeoisie
all over the board.
And proletariat.
Yeah.
If you remember for your listeners, the basic bourgeoisie and the worker proletariat.
Yep.
They've just recast that and put race on top of it. So instead of saying bourgeoisie and proletariat, right, you have the privileged and non-privileged. It's the same argument that the Marxists make. Right. And so BLM is just trying to implement that argument. And to do that, right, to argue that there's this aristocracy class of people that have all the privilege and everybody else is just trying and everybody else is the man, if you will, has their boot on your neck. To make that argument, then you have to break down police state. You can't have a rule of law. You can't have. And so that's what, Black Lives Matter is about.
Well, and the family, because, I mean, initially, and of course they pulled that down now, but, I mean, initially they were like, we don't want the patriarchal family, we want to continue. And to me, one of the biggest issues, and even Money B, from his perspective, one of the biggest issues in the black community is the breakdown of family. 79% of children born are born without a father.
It's the biggest issue. It is not... it is the biggest issue. It is not crime. It is not money. It is a breakdown of the family. Because if you have the family, the biggest success indicators are having a job, getting married, staying married.
Yes, sir.
Those are the biggest success indicators.
And when the kids that come from that have the greatest level of opportunity.
They have the greatest level. It just economically, it's better because you have two incomes. Mm-hmm. You have two people thinking. It can be stressful for single mother or a single dad.
Absolutely.
So you're 100%, family is the biggest issue facing internally. There's external issues too, but the biggest issue is internally facing the Black community. And you're right, BLM had that up to pull it down. Critical race theory is interesting because basically what critical race theory does is it rejects sort of the Western civilization, which is based in family.
There you go.
Which is based in family. Yeah. So it's just another way for them to attack
reinforce
family.
Reinforce that.
Yeah. It's just another way.
Yeah, to reinforce
and,
that.
And by the way, anyone, this stuff that these guys argue in the tech world and stuff, they don't live their lives this way. That's how you know. Snoop right. Dogg, I think, lived in Texas, and his kids went to a great... If you notice, all of these individuals that argue this stuff, look at how they lived their lives.
Right. You know? It's like Bill Gates. Bill and Melinda never let their kids on the internet.
Right. Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. And then you go to their houses, and they have giant walls.
Hello.
With security guards.
Hello.
And guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
hello.
They don't... So very true. Look at the lives that the people are telling you how you should live. Look at how they're living.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James has been with the same woman since high school.
Yeah.
So why is he back in the CRT? What are you talking about?
Why is he investing in China where they're harvesting organs?
Right. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
I mean,
He built his career on merit. Are you going to go against merit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Greg Popovich, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Popovich, he has built... His career and his life is getting the best of the best of the best.
Right.
And honing that talent. And then all of a sudden you want to say, oh, no, it's racist. Working hard is racist. These guys are the hardest working people, athletes in the world. Oh, no, that's white folks stuff. This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's out there. Well, I can tell you, years back, my wife and I moved back to California from Florida. And we lived with my mom for a year. We had two small kids, and we were working on getting out. And I was an elder in the church, and the church said, you know what? You should get some help. I got a job, but it wasn't enough to cover, rent and what have you. We reached out to try and get some assistance.
Yeah.
They told my wife, Audrey, they said, if you'll get a divorce...
Jeez.
We had two little kids. If you'll get a divorce, we'll pay for her housing, we'll give her cash aid, we'll give her food, and they'll have medical coverage, and life will be grand. But you got to get a divorce, and you can't be in the house.
That's insane.
In 1990, brother.
1990. We're not even talking about the 70s and 60s. We're talking about 90.
1990.
That's... And we wonder why there's a problem
with
there's a problem.
So how do we wean? Because Bishop George Dallas McKinney just passed away.
Yeah.
St. Stephen's was a dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he wrote a book called The New Slave Master.
Yeah.
And he was talking about this welfare, Lyndon Johnson's plan. And we know what Lyndon Johnson said, if I can put this through, they'll vote for us for 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
In regards to that, how do we break that? How do we wean off and get men, Black men in particular, to step back up and realize who God has called them to be in that relationship?
Well, I think there's several things. First of all, pastors, I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Oh, no, you do it.
But pastors have got to stop being weak.
Come on.
One thing that God exposed using the pandemic is the weakness of the clergy.
Come on.
I've never seen in my life such a weak, liver lip, mealy mouth, won't stand up for the word clergy. That's crazy to me.
Come on.
Donald Trump spent most of his life in sin and could stand up better than pastors who preach the word every day. I'm reminded 2 Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have no pastors that know the word. I'm sorry.
We
got you and maybe three of us.
You should listen. I can't get an invitation to an American church. I can't get an invitation because I'm going to call it out.
Yeah,
I'm going to call it out.
So that's one thing. So getting pastors that understand the word, getting churches and church leadership that understand what their role in the community is. Your job is not, although you're going to talk about about politics. Your job is not elections. Your job is not, that's not your job. Your job is to help the community and lead souls to Christ. We fail to, we lift up singers, we lift up choirs, we lift up everything. Where's the cross? I'm old fashioned. I believe in the blood of Jesus redeeming men.
Well, and then I will say this, though, that if you have that biblical worldview and you understand that we're a constitutional republic, then the people that you're going to vote for, because you are going to get involved, but the people you're going to vote for are going to look like you, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to stop this nonsense of thinking that every politician is a crook and a liar and a thief. Well, of course he is, because that's who you're voting for.
That's
what you'll accept. I mean, you wouldn't let that person sleep in your guest room.
I've said it 100 times. People are like, I can't believe we have all this national debt. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, the average American has $16,000 of credit card debt. So of course we have national debt. If we can't manage ourselves personally, we sure can't do it at a national level. So we shouldn't be surprised. Then the next thing you do, Pastor, the next thing you do is you have to go for policy. When Republicans get elected to office, they need to go and pass real policy. Do what the Democrats do.
Say, right. Don't be afraid.
Just jam it down their throats and say, I'm sorry, we're retooling this welfare state to incentivize marriage, to incentivize fathers being in the home.
Which is what Trump started to do.
With Dr. Ben Carson. So that's what you do, and you've got to do it from day one. We had 2 years where we had Paul Ryan, we had Mitch McConnell in the Senate, and we had President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And other than tax reform, which was barely done. Other than tax reform, they didn't do anything.
Right.
They didn't do anything. Biden's got in office. There's so many executive orders, so many stuff. That's what you need to do, what they call a blitzkrieg. So the day you know you're going to get inaugurated, 3 or 4 months out, you need to have all of the executive orders, the legislation, and throw everything at them. You're going to lose. You throw 2,000 things, you lose two.
Right.
Because the Democrats won't be able to keep up.
Right.
So that's what you need to do, a policy front. And then we, at the personal front, what we need to do is engage each other. And I'm going to go back to the Bible on this. We need to engage each other in love. When I say each other, I mean each other internally. We spend a lot of time infighting. Twitter, Facebook, who's doing this? Who said this? This person got this show. We need to engage each other with love and engage each other with respect.
And support. And find others like-minded that are doing what we're doing, so we can reach a larger. And we're gonna take a quick break.
Okay,
we're gonna come back. We got about 4 minutes left here with our good friend Autry Pruitt and folks, and because I want them to know how to reach you.
Okay,
where to find you, where to get engaged with you, and I'm gonna bring up a name of a dear friend of mine that I have got to introduce you to.
All right.
So we're gonna make that happen. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, live from CPAC, Dallas, Texas. Back after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, live here in CPAC 2021 in Dallas, Texas. And I'm sitting across from a brand new friend and so pleased to meet him. Autry Pruitt is with us, New American Foundation. New American Foundation. Yes, it's very close. We're close to that. Give them the website real quick.
NewJourneyPAC.org. That's NewJourneyPAC.org.
What are you doing, and how can people get involved in that?
Go to NewJourneyPAC.org. We move black voters from the blue column to the red column. That's what we primarily do. We think long term, though, not short term, not slick advertisements. We're talking engagement, getting in the communities, talking with people, moving them, and then bringing up ads and messaging, etc.
I have a good friend. His name is Derek Wilburn. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Derek Wilburn? Yes. He does the finance. Yes, I know. I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Yes. And then he also
talked to him.
He has the mentors, the young people from the inner city urban colleges that go to Washington. He's been a friend of mine for years.
What is it called? Conservatives of Color? No.
Well, Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives. Rocky Mountain. But yes, there is. He has a second Conservatives of Color.
I do know.
Well, and he's, because when you said what you said about being in the community, I can't get the RNC just to show up and just be there, go to their events, march in their parades, just be a part of the fabric. I mean, I've heard Derek talk about this for years, and then I was thinking about what he does by taking, urban students from urban colleges and having them mentor with conservatives, and he checks them out to make sure they're actually conservatives, not rhinos, but conservatives in D.C., and how at the end of that, they have an entirely different view of conservatism, and I think that's what you're talking about is, it's not that they're going to, they actually want what we've got.
Yeah.
They just don't know it because they don't know what we've got because nobody's in the neighborhood, leading them to it.
Right. That's so true.
So, of course, now we have the left has really elevated the whole black-white thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So how does a guy like me get into that community, if you will.
I would.
What would be the steps?
Well, I think you have a lot of inroads because of the churches. But I think if you're in the church world, it's surprising. I talked to one pastor. There was a First Baptist church that was like 99% white. Then there was this black National Baptist church that was about 10 miles down the road. And they had never done a fellowship event together.
Wow.
So that's
simple as that.
That's just do a fellowship. You have to talk politics.
Right.
Just fellowship about the blood of God.
Yeah. Well, go into a barber shop.
That's correct. Just go in there.
Walk into a grocery store, buy some groceries.
I was in Louisiana, and that's what I said. I said, listen, you need a haircut? Go to a black barber shop, sit down and talk. You don't talk politics.
Just get to know them.
Just start engaging and talking and shaking hands. Yeah. Build a relationship.
Kind of like Jesus.
Right.
All right. Hey, I'm so glad to have had you here. Thanks again. Website, real quick.
www.newjourneypack.org. NewJourneyPack, PAC.org.
NewJourneyPack. org. Autry Pruitt, it's a blessing to know you, sir. Thanks for being here.
God,
I hope that we'll get to do this again. I'm out of time. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.